This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk. Breaking free of strongholds. Winning and victory is not a challenge of addition. It's subtraction. There's usually things we have to get rid of to be able to win. Those things are what I'm going to call strongholds. For example, in a relationship, if you really want peace, you have to let go of your need to be right. Your need to be right is a stronghold. If you want to win, you have to understand you need discipline. And discipline's uncomfortable. People want comfort all the time. So the stronghold is, I always want to be comfortable. They have this one that leaves us spoiled brats. I want everything to be what I want it to be. That's another stronghold. I'm going to talk about the breaking down of strongholds. I'm going to give you a talk. This is the talk really that initiated the Green Bay Packers run when I talked with them on breaking free of strongholds. And you have to do it at three different levels. The level of the spirit, on the physical level, and on the relationship level. I have to break free of those areas. So I'm going to read a scripture. It's Exodus 17:9. And it's the story about the Israelites. And they were coming out of Egypt trying to go to the promised land. And they were being attacked by the Amalekites. And Moses told Joshua, go fight down in the valley. And I will stand up here on a rock and raise my hands to the heavens. And Joshua went and fought down the valley. And Moses stood up on the rock and raised his hands. But his hands became heavy and tired. So they put a stone under his arms. And then Aaron and Hur went and supported his hands and raised them back up. When Moses' hands dropped, Joshua lost by the sword. But when they raised, he won by the sword. And Joshua and the Israelites defeated the Amalekites. This is fascinating. The lifting of the arms was the lifting of the spirit. I know a lot of people know how to fight. They really know how to fight. They know how to work. But they don't know how to lift their spirit. Not knowing that they can get so much done and they can break the stronghold so much better. The lifting of the spirit is your faith. And I'm not talking specific faith. I'm talking about general faith. Sir Edmund Hillary was going to climb Everest and he had all this doubt. He was the first one to climb. So there was reason for doubt. People died trying to do it. But there was a minute where his mind clicked and his arms raised and his spirit came up and he gained faith. And he said, the minute that I believed I could do it, all kinds of ways on how to do it popped into my mind. But nothing could pop into my mind until I started to believe. Faith is a decision. Faith is intentional. I have a friend of mine, Lee Ford, who was in an accident. Some woman hit him driving. She was going 45 miles an hour and she hit into him. They said he had an hour to live. Then they said he had a day to live. Then he said he had a week to live. Then he said he's going to live, but he's going to be blind and a quadriplegic. Then he said he's going to be a quadriplegic. Then he said he's just going to be blind. Then they said, oh, no, he's going to be fine. I said, Lee, how did you do it? He did the fight. He went through the medicine. He went through the surgeries. Now watch where he lifted his arms. He said, I believed in spite of the evidence. Then I watched the evidence change. Having faith. It's a decision. It's a radical decision. Sometimes it doesn't make any sense. It's not about sense. In fact, faith isn't supposed to make sense. I believe because I do. And after you do, possibilities come into play. Things happen that shouldn't have happened. Anytime anyone has done something great, there was a leap in faith. Now, I know some people. I know some people who do all the work. I have a friend who works real hard. Or a bank, and he calls me and says, I hate my boss. I says, you're going to get fired. Some people might be walking around saying they hate the coach. I said, you're going to get fired. He said, no, I work real hard. I do all the right things. I said, you'll be fired one day because there's not a lifting of the arms. I had a friend that said the same thing. I hate my boss, and he was what they call a wholesaler, making about $400,000 a year. And I said, you're going to get fired. You didn't lift your arms. You didn't lift your spirit. He said, no, I work real hard. I present my product. I said, no, but your spirit's not lifted. He didn't understand. He got fired, went to another job, got fired. The first part is lift your arms. When you're out on the field, you have any challenge, lift your arms. Aaron Rodgers threw a pass in the Atlanta game, which some people called a clinic by him, and the pass was incomplete. He looked over at his coach, Mike McCarthy, and they both just lifted their arms to one another and said, I have faith. I still know good's going to happen. That play did not influence my spirit. Get your arms lifted. Then go fight down in the valley. Go fight. Go do the things of the fight. Do the work. Everything has a price. And so many times I've talked to ball players with great games, and they just got completely lost in the process. They did not even have an emotional relationship with the results. If something went wrong, they changed their process, but they just got caught up in the process. You can't just have a positive attitude and not do the work. These two farmers prayed for rain. One prepared his fields. You can't just pray for rain. You have to go do the work. Doing work, you're showing God, I have faith in faith. I have faith in your promise. But if you don't do any work, this minister visited this man who owned a farm, and the minister said, look at your farm, it's beautiful. God was very good to you. The farmer says, I'm real thankful for everything God gave me, but you should have seen this farm when God had it to himself. I want to tell you something, too. You're going to get attacked. As soon as the Israelites are doing nothing, just being a slave. Yes, master. Yes, boss. No one bothered them. But as soon as they started coming out on God's promise, they get attacked on all edges, all angles. If you're getting attacked, that's because you're moving towards something. But you keep going. You keep doing the work, even if there's no results coming. If you water bamboo 1 year, nothing, no growth. Water 2 years, no growth. 3 years, no growth. Fourth year, it'll grow 90 feet in 6 inches. It'll grow 90 feet in 6 months. A ball game's like that. Just keep watering the bamboo. Keep doing the work. And I have my arms raised as I do it. I got to go fight down in the valley. And the last part, when Moses' arms got tired, the others came and lifted it. First Chronicles 19, 12 to 13. Job went to his brother and said, if my enemies are too strong for me, you rescue me. If they are strong for you, too strong for you, I will rescue you. The Bible says, bear one another's burdens. LaGuardia was a mayor in New York, but he was a judge first. And one day, someone came to his courtroom. What are you here for, man? He said, I stole bread. Did you? Yeah, I stole bread. Why'd you steal that bread? He said, my kids are hungry. The man who owned the store stood beside her and said, don't let her off. He says, I can't let you off. I'm charging you. I'm fining you $50 for stealing that bread. And fining the rest of you in this courtroom $1 each for letting that woman get a place in her life where she had to steal bread. Collect that money up, 200 people, take $1 from them, give to that woman. Each of us needs all of us. We have to lift one another. You have to look for somebody else who's down and lift them. Bear one another's burdens. Sometimes people lose their faith temporarily, and you can give it back to them. You can show them who they are. You cannot let them give in to that temptation. This man was having dinner, and another man came up to him and says, hey, I know you're Charlie Plum. You're on the USS Kitty Hawk. You flew 77 missions. You were in the Hanoi Hilton when they captured you. He said, I don't know you. He said, I know you. It was my job to pack your parachute. Pack other people's parachute. Be there for them. To win a game, you have to break off strongholds on three levels. You have to lift your spirit. You have to say, I just have faith. Well, I do. Well, let me explain to you why you don't. I don't need your explanation. I already made my decision. It doesn't have to do with facts. I believe in the coaches. I believe in the game plan. I believe in the other players. I believe in my own gifts. My spirit's lifted. And I raise my hands when I'm on the field to lift it. If there's something bad, I just raise my hands. The second part is I have to go fight in the valley. I just can't pray for rain. I got to go out and prepare the fields. Every play, all I got focusing, lost in process. And if somebody else here has their spirits beaten down, come to me. I'm going to lift you. Because if my enemy's too tough for you, if my enemy is too tough for me, you left me. And if your enemy's too tough for you, I will lift you. Lift your arms. Fight every play. Complete loss in it. And go lift others. The breaking of strongholds. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talk.